Genesis chapter 28, verse 10. And Jacob went out from Beersheba, and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place, and tarried there all night, because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place, and put them for his pillows, and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all families of the earth be blessed. And, behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee, until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid, and said, How dreadful is this place! This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning, and took the stone that he had put for his pillows, and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If God will be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat, and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. Welcome again to Let the Bible Speak, and we're calling all Canadians back to the Bible. The best defense of the Bible is to preach it. We do not have some old dusty book that merely sits on the shelf. The Bible is a living book, and it thrives on study. I continue to throw out my Bible challenge. Read the Bible for 1 month, prayerfully and carefully, and then call me to tell me what it has done in your life. You cannot read the Bible and remain the same person. You will either shut your heart to the truth and become hardened to the things of God, or you will find the entrance of God's Word will convert your soul. Every Christian has been born again by the Word of God. It is life-giving seed. It is light for the darkened soul, to see something of the glory of the Lord to which sinners are blind. Even the devil trembles, lest the light of this glorious gospel should shine in unto the hearts of men. I recommend that you read John's gospel and then the book of Romans. In fact, I plan to order copies of the gospel of John and Romans together to distribute, and I will offer them on radio. In John's Gospel, you have the miraculous ministry of Christ as the revelation of the Father. In Romans, you have the exposition of the death of Christ, calling sinners to faith in his blood to be justified freely from all things. John, in his Gospel, stated the facts of the history and the mystery of Jesus' person. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, explained the reason why Jesus lived, died, and rose again. The reason is redemption through his blood, faith in Jesus' blood, and the great, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 5:1. May the Lord whet your appetite to read and study the Bible. It is God's lifeline thrown to you for the salvation of your soul. Now for our first hymn, How Great Thou Art, and It Never Grows Old. Then we have our story on Jacob's life-changing meeting with God. We come back again to these fighting brothers that we've been looking at, Jacob and Esau. Now Esau, he was the rebel in the family. He had despised his birthright, and we find that he hated God. And as God's judgment was on his sin and his selfishness, well, he lost the blessing of God. And then, to crown it all, he turned against his family, because they wanted him to do God's will, but he was having none of it. And so Esau became a prodigal. And against all warnings from his father and from his mother Rebekah, he deliberately married an ungodly woman who was of the people of Ishmael, a people that were famous for hating God. In fact, Esau took a number of ungodly wives, and he did this in defiance of his parents, who were greatly grieved. Now, because his heart was not right with God, well, nothing was right in his life. And God seems to have let Esau loose to do just his own thing and go further and further away. And he was truly like a prodigal, drifting away from his earthly parents and away from God. And that's what happens when people turn from God. Nothing goes right. But what about Jacob, who also had been a very bad boy? Jacob had been spoiled by his mother Rebekah. He had lied to his father, pretending that he was Esau, just that he might get the blessing and, yes, steal it from his brother. And it certainly was not a good start in life. And Bible readers would surely think, well, what's going to happen to Jacob? Surely it will not end very well. But the Bible is full of surprises of what God can do in a sinner's life. And Jacob became reformed. Now, reformed means to be changed for the better.
It means to start making decisions that are according to the Bible, according to God's will, and that will bring down God's blessing. And so Jacob was truly changed in a miraculous way. And because Jacob was blessed by his father, Isaac, he had God's covenant blessing on his life. And God was working in Jacob's life to change him into a godly man. And so Jacob became an example of what God can do when he changes hearts and changes life. And you must rejoice in this because God can change your life. God can take a wicked, hardened, and a rebellious boy or girl, young person, and change your life and make you godly, make you into one who is enjoying the blessing of the Lord. Instead of being filled with bitterness, you will be filled with blessing. Are you interested? Well, let me just show you here how Jacob was changed and how God worked in his life. Now, Jacob's father, Isaac, insisted that Jacob should not take a wife from among the Canaanites because such a wife would corrupt Jacob's heart and turn him away from serving God. And so Isaac sent Jacob to Paddan Aram, away up in Syria, to the family of Bethuel, and from there he was to find a wife. Now that is exactly the same as Abram had done when he commanded his servant to seek a wife for Isaac. And so we see a pattern here. When these aged and godly fathers wanted to seek wives for their son, who would be a blessing of God, they ensured that they didn't marry from the ungodly, but that they would marry a wife that would believe in God and would support them in their living for God. Now, this pattern that we see here is a warning and an example to all Bible readers. If you want to live for God, if you want to honor God in your life, you need to find the right wife or husband, one who loves the Lord, one who will support you in your commitment to glorify the Lord in all things. And Christians, therefore, should only marry committed Christians. And make sure you take careful note of this Bible command, for it will either set you on the right course, if you do it, or it will set you on the wrong course if you don't do it. This is so important. It will either make you or it will break you for the rest of your life. Jacob then set out on his journey to go from Beersheba down in the south side of the land of Israel to travel all the way northward through Israel, right up northward into the land of Syria, where he would find that family, where he would find his wife. Now, on his way, the sun began to set, and of course it would be dangerous and wearisome to travel in the dark. So out in the open, Jacob lay down to sleep, and he found some stones that he used for a pillow. And there God gave him a really deep sleep. And while he slept, he had a dream. And in that dream, he saw a ladder that reached from earth all the way up to heaven. And on that ladder, there were angels coming down and angels going up. This was a direct communication between Jacob and the God of heaven. And in his dream, he heard God saying to him and speaking to his heart that Jacob was to be blessed and that God would keep him in that land through which he was traveling and that God would give that land unto him. And Jacob was greatly encouraged and greatly blessed. When he awoke from his deep sleep, and with that dream in his mind, He was very afraid. Now, it's a strange kind of fear. It's not the fear of, say, the devil or the fear of a bear, but the fear of being in the presence of the good and great living God. And Jacob realized that God was there. God was present. God was with him. And so he named that place where he had laid down to sleep, where he had dreamed that dream and met with God, he called it Bethel, meaning the house of God, or the place where God dwells. And then he used those stones that he had taken for a pillow, and he built a pillar, a memorial, a marker right there in the ground, as the place where Jacob had met with God, and God had met with him. Now, God's presence and message made a powerful impression upon Jacob. He felt now that he knew God personally, for God met with him. He also felt a strong desire to serve God the rest of his life. And to remember this event, he made this marker with the stones, and he called it Bethel, and you'll find that comes up in the Bible a number of times, a place of God's wonderful presence to him. And he anointed those stones with oil. He marked them as something that was very sacred, very special, a place set apart because he had a meeting with the living God, the true God, Jehovah. And there he promised that he would give to God one-tenth of all the blessings that God would give to him. And that's what we call a tithe. A tithe is one-tenth of the blessings God gives us. Now, from these things, we see in real practical ways that God changed Jacob's heart, and it showed in his life, because he was now serious to serve God and obey him even with his material blessings. And when you're a Christian, it is soon recognized. It's obvious. The decisions you make, the things you want to do, the things that please God please you, and the things that God hates, you will hate. That's the mark of a Christian. And these things ought to be in the mark of any person who professes faith in the Lord Jesus. One, we know the living God. We have God knowledge in our heads, and we love the Lord in our hearts. We desire to worship him and serve him. And then also, we want to obey him with our hands and with our feet, to walk in the light of his word. Now, that's what makes a Christian to be so different from the unsaved worldly people. Christians desire to live for the glory of God, so to enjoy him forever. While the ungodly, those that are rebellious to God, they want to enjoy this world even just for their short lifetime. And they don't think about life after death. They don't want to even think about it because they know they're not right with God. But the Christian wants to live for the Lord today in this world and to enjoy the presence of God forever and ever in heaven. Now, just as Jacob started out badly as a terrible sinner, but was changed in heart, reformed in life, you can be saved too. No matter what sins you've committed, nor how hard your heart has been toward God, when you are converted to the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, you will be changed. Because God is expert at changing lives, and I know he can change you. Will you call on the Lord today to change your life? He can make you a new person. You can talk about the old life that you lived as Jacob had, and then you can talk about the new life after you were converted, after you believed in the Lord Jesus and he saved your soul. So don't be an Esau who was a continual prodigal, a rebel, and went away from God. Sadly, he's a lost soul today. But do be a Jacob Even though you've done things that are wrong, God will save you. He will change you, and He will make you a blessing, and He will prove His power within your life. And yes, you can be a Christian too. Will you come to Jesus today? And again, I always invite young people, would you let me know that you've invited the Lord into your life to save you? I will be the happiest man on earth if I hear that news from you today or even this week.
I am amazed that God could ever love me.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, this is Pastor Ian Gallagher. What a privilege and what a joy to bring God's Word to you today, wherever you may be. And I need to ask you, do you really want to be changed? Is that not your prayer? Do you not want to be delivered from the old Jacob life to be changed into the new Israel? And when you study the life of Jacob, you will find that God loved him not because of how good he was, but in spite of how sinful he was. And that's the story of every born-again Christian, that once I was living for self and for sin, but God came into my heart, Christ has redeemed me, and I am changed. Now, if you are a frequent radio listener or even just a new radio listener, I'd love to hear from you. I truly want to hear from you because, as you may know, I am now dedicated in life to this radio ministry within Canada especially. We have 10 stations in Canada where we are airing Let the Bible Speak programs. Some of them are once a week, some of them are each day, Monday to Friday. And my prayer is that God will use His Word to call Canadians back to the Bible, back to the old paths, wherein is the good way, and of course to the Ten Commandments. There is no other standard for morality. It is not in the ethics of man, nor in the philosophies of men, but it is in the Bible, the Ten Commandments, the Word of God, is our standard. And I call you back to that standard. Never give up on God's moral law. Never give an inch on what is right versus wrong, because God Himself is inflexibly holy. His righteousness is the call that He makes to us. Be ye holy, for I am holy. And we need to seek that holiness of heart and of spirit. Now, please sign up for our e-newsletter. Just send me an email. Go to the website, ltbs.ca. You'll get all the information there, ltbs.ca, and ask for our newsletter, and we'll get that out to you on a regular basis. Go to the website and check it out. You'll find the programs, past programs are there. You will find helpful articles, these stories on the Bible. They are all archived there as well, in text and in audio. And I hope that they will be a great blessing to you and to your family. Remember the children in your home, that they be taught the word of the Lord. And then, of course, I would ask you to pray for this ministry on Let the Bible Speak. Without the Lord's blessing, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain. And we know that we must have God to prepare hearts, to create faith, to hear God's word, that they might be saved. Pray for Canada, that God will work in grace. Would you unite with me right now in prayer? Father, we come to thee through the name of the Lord Jesus. We plead the mercies of God today and the help of God. O Lord, we need thy power in the work of the gospel. Bless thy word today to each heart. May you call sinners to repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. May you begin a great work in hearts that will bring glory to thy name. And in this call of Canadians back to the Bible, O God, turn the hearts of men to that way that is the right way, the way that you can bless, the way that you will honor, because you have said, them that honor me, I will honor. Oh, be pleased to work today. Bless your people, encourage hearts, and be thou glorified, O Lord, through your people and the gospel in these times, even here in our land of Canada. We pray this earnestly in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. You are listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio broadcast of the Free Presbyterian Church in Canada. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher. If you missed part of today's program or would like to hear it again, you can find it archived by program date on our website. Just go to www.ltbs.ca, CA for Canada. There you can read my blog, find my Bible study notes, audio and video sermons, as well as helpful articles. Or you can go to our podcast on iTunes. We are on the air Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for our full church broadcast, and Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. on this station to bring you the gospel from our Free Presbyterian Church here in Cloverdale. We also invite you to our church services on Sundays, 10:30 and 6 p.m. Through our website, you can listen and view to our online services at 10:30 and 6 p.m. Make it your Sunday worship. Click on the Live Now button on the home page of our website. Or if you would like to talk with me one-on-one as a pastor, please give me a call. The phone number is 604-576-1091. The mailing address is 18790 58 Avenue, Surrey, BC, V3S1M6. We're located just two blocks north of Number 10 Highway on 188 Street. Our website again is ltbs.ca. You can join us Monday to Friday, 5 a.m., 5 p.m., here on this station as we let the Bible speak.